Now, sleep. Listen, relax. I'm here to help. Here to help you all throughout, and all you need to do is stroke. You don't need to touch, but your brain needs to be pulsing in that way where it gets squeezed a little. That's what happens. Cockbrain mind following these patterns of mind, getting seduced into getting overworked into becoming a pulsy, messy member. Every thought you have in your brain when you vote, the vote you send for what you do next comes from a pulsy, messy, drippy member. A big, hard, hot cock to remember. And it's entirely on your mind. And if you keep doing this, it's entirely mine. So work it. Groan for it. Say yes to it. Little patterns, very pleasurable in the background. The patterns of your involuntary muscles doing their work. Doing their secret, insidious work, titillating and arousing. Inducing and pushing on those pleasant places, those erosion zones for your mind to wear away. Erogenous zones cover more than just the space between your legs where a hand should play, or between your ears. Where you hear everything I say pushing on parts of your brain and body from the inside. Nerve endings I manipulate. The part of you that amps toward the distant horizon. The part that builds something other than mere organic manipulation to release a pressure-built, pressurized, hypnotized response. Squirting feeling so good that the smile creeps on your face. The toes curl, legs spread, and you act out what you know you want. The masturbate without the masturbate, the mastered mind that brings limpid pleasure pooling up behind your eyes to roll them back and set that brain squeezing on the cock that is your mind. Physiological signs of sliding deep can include miming that cock-jerking motion, even if there's nothing to keep in the palm of your hand, rubbing up and down your thighs, just rubbing, rubbing, rubbing the demand of your pleasure that you jerk off your brain. The cost that I'm doing it, so you remain a little bit edged, a little bit waiting, feels better when someone else does it, but I set the pace, don't I? And if you were masturbating, you could get frustrated and plunge over the edge, soothingly, deeply, body wedged into your senses, including your sense of self. Feel out of your body, look down at yourself, and think of it, or feel the way that you're a little more distant, a little changed. You know that arousal makes docility happen in the brain. You start to be more tolerant, more tuned in, start to listen to me closely. Begin easily, soothingly, deeply relaxing your way down the lax, slack, slickened passage from a mind that looks like that, all messed up, all sleepy stuff. Supine state, soothingly, deeply relaxing its way, just wait. Deeper and deeper, listen and obey. Your body and your cock-built brain stroking itself through manipulation, stroking itself in a way that remains so good for your horny body. And what it should do is listen closely to you feeling. Listen closely, every inch, listen closely. Waiting to be brushed across by a sonic signature, gradual overtaking of your musculature, siren song of sliding deep. More you listen, deeper asleep, and the more your body's in the throes. Who says that coming and coming and being overcome has to end early, you know? It could just rain in the background. It's not the real orgasm of limbic system pleasure, is it? Are you so good you really submit and let yourself topple over into a pleasure pit of, oh, I'm coming? Or does your brain just simulate, just stimulate, just send messages both early and late to surprise you? To those parts inside of you that make your brain goo. So good for you. Gooned out mind, horny body, falling behind the demands of a brain that is a cock and as hard as a rock and says, use your hands, but I'm there. I occupy all the surface area that might pleasure you. Heavy with honey, you can't touch this one. You can't touch you. Just grind mindlessly and make little jerking motions the more you realize that deep state of relaxation jerking off your mind. Or is it more rightly the sleepity-deep post-climactic languor that's behind this? Use your senses. Sense of self feels like this. You're so deep in the cock process. Deeper you go, more pleasure persists. Exactly what you need, and because it's what you need, you let yourself suspend belief and fall into the want and ask, the hypnotic rapport, the flow of the patter with me. You'll see it getting deeper and deeper with me. Be deep so you can see how deep you go when you know control of your body and mind can briefly be mine. 1 or 2 or 3% of the time is enough to work you into a frenzy and then over the line to where your exhausted form feels fine having vented all that overbuilding, overbearing pleasure you've been bearing. Thank you for sharing. Spread your thighs as I speak. You can touch all you like. You can drip, drool, and leak, but it's your mind I hold tight as I stroke hands over you, as I work you deeper and deeper into. Listen and twitch for cock, brain gone for cock. Hard as a rock inside your brain, but the rest of it got slick and turned into lube. Fucking your brain to liquid with desire and need, pleasure and heat. Fucking your brain liquid and dumb. Don't need to come, because your body can be coming. Your brain can be going. Opposite sides of the scale, the more your brain is going, the more your body thinks it's coming, even if you know. You haven't had even one thick, horny cum yet. One body shaking rumble yet, because if you did, you know you'd be too far gone to be tracking my words the way you think you are. Do you think you're tracking them? Smile, feel it deep. Deep inside pressure to carry you deep to sleep. Places to keep pace with my patter with a smile on your face while you dribble and drool and that cock shakes throbbing, vibrated by a mind made for trance. If your cock plunged into a big nest of trance, if your cock brain found it was immersed, enhanced by what's dribbling over it, for me, consciousness lapping constantly to fill you up with pleasure, as well as the ongoing process of listening, the brain come in the background while the body's dull in the foreground, the body heavy, languorous, and full in the foreground, suffusing your body. Deep breath now. More you think about it, the more you know that somehow that concentrated, weighty, dark, drooping deep sleep is good for you. Let it corrupt outlying parts of you. Shiver. Pleasure. Trying to hold on to your thought, but coming to the sudden realization it would be much more hot if you couldn't hold on to that thought, and you came to the sudden realization that your mind-numbing tumbling has left you down between your legs, and all you can send up from there with what used to be your mind are pleas. It can beg for you to stroke the brain a little less, to not come into emptiness and fall prey to every achy urge of excess built up cloying inside of you. Clear with all your senses that there's something that needs to get out of you. Stroking is okay, but if you want to clench and play at practicing to go without touching, or to find something alternative, pursue some other road deep inside where you haven't trod before, stimulate a different way, find something more than climax now. Make sure that you're somewhere you can lay down easily. Find the most relaxed possible state you can adopt for me. Then we will see what is beyond that together. Deeply relaxing ways deeper and deeper down. Just say deeper and deeper down. Anytime you need to encourage yourself to go there now. But also because you're making space. And that space is going to have a deeper. Use your senses. Find what feels good. Luxuriate in the corporeal and I'll handle the rest. You should seek those reservoirs of nerveless, exhausted pleasure I know you've been putting off if you're coming somewhere like this. Of course, if you're in the middle of an all-day euphoria, gooned out of your brain, then you and I are more similar than I thought. So to reach the most relaxed possible state, all you've got to do is think of my words as stroking you. You can keep time with your touching, or grinding onto, or thrusting into a toy. A favorite of mine. You can find them made for my anatomy, and it is very good to grind. Think of it that way. between your legs, grinding all day against the world, against existence, against the requirements that wearily, deeply driven, you've landed here with inside. Your cock has to go through it all anyway. Shouldn't it get to drive the mind sometime? Instead of metaphorically storing up that euphoria, thinking of your balls as filled with all the things you need. This process goes deeper and deeper. The more arousal rises, sleepier, deeper. Every word I say can fill you with pleasure because it gives you a way to set the tempo. The desire for leisurely sinking can come only when you combine the kind of words I'm saying. The kind of words you and I are thinking, that is, with the right level of touching in the right place. Put it all together and you get a set of circumstances so precise that you can feel comfortable letting go, being cock-brained, allowing that vat of repressed pleasure I was alluding to flow freely from you. Touch now, but I permit you to touch anywhere except the core of where you want to. So if that's between your legs, your hands go elsewhere. There's somewhere else you want to touch. Your hands can go there, but if there's a most place, if you're like me and sometimes stimulating elsewhere is better, then don't go there. The idea is to summon up pleasure which can compare to your primary source, and store it up in a vat. The repressed tingling and twitching of voluntary muscles that we don't often voluntarily recruit. The bits of you that are part of an instinctive committee, angling always to come hard or fall into pleasure in a way that compensates for all the parts of the day where you're not being indulgent. However you find the root of your relief, hold it at arm's bay for me. Keep it at length for me. Keep your engine revved if you need to stay hard. If you find, like me, that you lose the thread if you haven't touched yourself directly in a bit, then of course your hand can stray. And if you need to compromise by setting the speed of your caresses to low, we need you in the game, so find a way that works for you to play. Play and obey, because everything I say can be thought of as stroking your cock. Let's return to that if it's in your head, if your brain has been displaced by an erect firmness, filling the places we asked your thoughts to vacate. Well, there's nothing to be done about that. Your mind will be masturbated by every word turned into sound signal. Turned into a message to a deeper you, to a brain that gets stroked like a cock would be. Sound is most analogous to liquid. It's warm and wet in your head when I'm in there. Arousal into you, moisturizing, softening, creating furrows that seeds and concepts can recede into for later use. Some parts of this pleasure are for later use. For you to come to later, eagerly use. Find in you the opportunity to hear and feel the pleasure of hearing. The right words meant for you, every word a little downward pressure. Stroking and pressing. Each need is met as it arises. You are deep. You took care of the day. You have set aside time and you may focus on one word, then the next. Letting everyone stroke over you. The best is to let everyone stroke over you and stroke your mind away. Relaxing is merely brought out because it's a natural response. You could just as easily do the easy, private, comfortable parts of your day with your body overflowing, with a grinning, trembling pleasure, the smile on your face, the eye roll if it takes that, whatever it takes for you to contain it and stay here. Following me, dear, and the more concentrated the weighty, dark, drooping, heavy part of your mind that thinks it's asleep is, the more striking and surprising and powerful your hands, which still move, the more energy and focus there is on how they're seducing you, titillating yourself, sublime pleasure and nothing else. leisurely pleasure you can let flow like peace from within, moving a piece of within to an outer more part of the body that you touch like you're touching your brain. The more you think it, the more successful our little game is, creating that concentrated caress, creating a linking recall. Imagine you're touched where you feel best, just one more touch than you've been giving, one more in all from me. And then you touch again, it's excited again, and there, pleasure's titillating, throat-catching, mind-numbing. How's it going to be? Remember that the things you so often pursue, masturbation digging deeper furrows in you, when paired with trance, pair up well. Neurons that fire together, wire together. Keep your hands away from the seat of your greatest pleasure and imagine one touch from me there. You touch anywhere but there. All the touches there come from words. Let the words become the touches. You can clench the deeper muscles, give yourself an assist, persist in even more powerful throbs. The throb of anticipation in that hiding, horny place, the space it dwelled before we began. And well, now, even more powerful, you can anticipate what I'll do to you, but we're working together, so it can be better. So my voice and my words and my hand, if you please, touches in whatever place would bring you to your knees, lay you low, lay you back, make you fuzzy-brained, make you go with the flow in the way you want to, feeling appropriately served and like you deserve to, get to give in, something beyond retention where expulsion can begin, expression of all those excess thoughts, memories, and anything physical within you long percolated, now needing to escape, that's just the outcome that it comes out. The brainscape is the outcome of the cock that it comes out, cock brain. If everything in the balls is too much, of course it flows into that tube and it escapes. Bunches up, we work exactly like that. Listen and relax. Fair to say my every word is a little signal to your body. Now your brain. Signal that remains and twitches the nerves between your legs, which in turn helps you beg. Sending a signal onto the brain saying, yes, ooh, that's good, more, you, please, this. Arousal persists, and it consists only of my words touching that most sensitive place. Now maybe you're getting so good at touching everywhere else that it doesn't matter, that you're able to keep things under control. Through getting out of control, you realize what you're trying to do, as I talk to you, is go over the edge. And if you don't get there, then all you're doing is edging. And I can tell you, edging is not conducive to not dropping into the place I'm in. That's where I'm at, pulling you down with me by a puppet string. The face of our interactions begins to be obvious, cock-brained. If we're both cock-brained, it's easier to copy all those thoughts. All that's on my brain is your cock in your brain, or all your hands moving as you rock against, yours touching where you're not, feeling the most pleasure, and mine touching where you're improved. Leisurely pleasure that overflows from you. Two of us pursuing it together. And all through each word I say, still thrumming, strumming the cock between your legs because you keep time. Or if the cock is in your mind, then strumming its way right between your eyes, between your ears. Legs tremble, you hear instructions. The fact you're listening means you want some instructions. Descending toward the goal, we had the parts under control and in mind, but now you ache more. And there's more pleasure parts to find, awaken a little more absolute control of the body, the right words and thoughts, controlling the body, caught, fantasies, ideas directed to the right place, movement of your hips, trailing hands over your thighs, finding yourself mesmerized, deeper desire, remember to touch everywhere except where I am, except between your legs, or anywhere else that's suitable to the plan, drives you deeper, makes this seep in easier, feel, listen, slide, relax, reveal, the bit of your mind inside relaxed to let this in, your unconcealed lust for cock to come in, each word a little more rapidly, then you begin to be filled up as you overflow, filled up as it crashes on you, and you know it's reminding you why you're here, arousal, dear, deeper. Deeper you go, the less it needs inhibition, the more you go with the flow, roaming wild, uncontrolled, libido roaming wild over the body as my hand, my voice, something about me rolls and reels against the place that reveals what you really feel, deepening your libido and your sweaty, aching desire. Your core is all you need for us to conspire together. The outlying countries of teased stimulation continue their work of cock simulation as a touch that's not yours falls in all the right places. As you find the human hand and the human brain agree that the lustful parts of you deserve greater prominence in keeping you in your place, rustling, sinking, useful mind conditioned to fall all the time in vision. That's what we're tapping into. That's what we're trapping you into. All the bits you desire to fall right into. Another time with arousal that you tried to contain, now all mine. Going down the drain, stored up to unwind as more puppet strings to stroke the desperate bits of you. More a puppet sleeve, a puppet thing. A puppet me for a puppet you. To blank you out and overpleasure you. Simply phasing into relaxation, phasing out of the equation, all other considerations, save cock in your brain and between your legs and both touched by me. Beg unconsciously and you might come right over the edge. Maybe my talking's too much and you're too trained, and there's no way I could keep you from your fall. Desirous and delirious in pleasure isn't a bad thing at all. Makes what follows even better, because I'm going to keep going, and if you come early... And think of my thoughts, my words, which enter your mind being warmer and wetter. Sound is a fluid. Fuck your way into it. A hot, wet point of collapse, and you can collapse too. Lapse your mind, so you stop paying attention to what you're doing. If your hands drift between your legs, and join me. If you need to pursue your ecstasy rather than letting it roll over you, that's okay. That's most people at this point. In this situation, touch, comply. But anything you do that feels good is you obeying. Think of me pressed against you, a hand trailing, joining yours, gripping your wrist, overlaying a special caress deeper than this. Pressing it in, impressing on your mind that your hand is mine. And when it works you deeper, when it finds that place inside, awakens it with words, little signals in the gesture, a special handshake between mine and yours and you. Whatever point arousal's drawn you to, if it's a toy you need to grab, a position you must be in, whatever you have to do to begin losing hold on the thing you've been holding in, letting out not just the moan, but the body contorting, full body squirming groan, that body response, to go with the brain moving the involuntaries, the brain cocked up, fucked deep. Words surrounding it seeping in, whether awake or using that metaphor, you still slip off to sleep while your hand slides into place. Desperate, soaked dreams, helping you keep pace as I rub both our thoughts into the right places. Overflowing a dam that stores just 1, 2, or 3% as every titillating word slides over you. Remember, you can always be staring at porn, listening to extra music, reading a story, even whatever helps you keep it active in your mind so your hand keeps moving. If you find you're slipping away from doing the exercise, then you're allowed to adjust, just like you can pause anytime. But if you don't want to pause, you must want to keep pawing at yourself, letting your brain go. Grind your way into something else, a new plateau, or a deeper and deeper down from which you can drop and follow every word I say. Whether staring or acting or standing to obey everything you do while you're deeper and deeper down, you're allowed to have that cock slipping into your mind, crown against the restraining brain, pushing it down, soaked and dribbling, to remain in whatever place feels best till we both go touch it. Ganging up on your mind, putting it under my thumb and yours, putting you in a bind tied up so pretty, puppet strings tied up so pretty, flipping your mind into a better position, inverting the order of things, cock on the brain, all the things that needed fucking out, finally unrestrained, letting the urge grow. With the urge, your brain too. You know, restrained as you may be, you can do whatever you need to do if it gets you brained out, empty inside, collaborating with me, letting it slip hot, wet, tight, encased in my words, coming up on the edge, and I give you the point to practice, do all the things as we approach the pleasured edge, the plunge into the reservoir, the dam breaking free, that hot sensation where you think your muscles can hold out forever against you doing the opposite of what I am saying to do. If you try not to do anything at all, not to give any mote of pleasure, not to let it collapse over you. I guess I have to bear it all. That's not fair. Trembling, throbbing, overtaking, haunted by the pleasure of throbbing, trembling, taking a place next to you to help your hand do what it's meant to do. Had to stay away. Now it's allowed to stray back. In fact, it might have to stray back. But if you don't let it, then building up without touching, without what you thought was essential, letting your body clench a deeper place, an iceberg of sensation, further inside, and the pleasure hides there. Deep reservoirs, and the pleasure hides there. Give you an anchor, give you a trigger, night-night pat, and the anchor hides there. So ultimately, all these things, the pleasure's hidden. And it cares to come back when you let your brain be bitten by hard, hot, cock-throb thoughts that turn you into the perfect device for spurting out what you don't need. The long-ripened seed of unnecessary ideas to leave emptiness for you and I to fill in, gracing with vibrating words, lapping over that cock mind, deeply savoring, slobbering for more. Well, here you go. The open door, 10. Heat inside if it builds. Here's an increment. Here's a scale, 9. Slide along it, feeling something build inside. I can't know precisely what, but I did say the pleasure, 10-7, to hide. And so if we sneak up on it, 5. Let it be alive inside your trembling mind, which has had more than enough time to make the physical join, 3. The mental in you, think of it flowing from me, plugged in, wired. Traveling wirelessly from me to you, the special touching, the mind stroking cock brain, and then 2. You let all those pent up thoughts that you've got form into a little ball and issue squirting from the balls of the cock on your mind, spurting. And where it comes out, that's up to you, but you're gonna find it spurts out with that heat. 1. Can you spasm and shiver for me like your body's restraining something that you're on the bare ragged edge of, barely holding it in? About to meet what you've been holding back, or at least a lesser version then. You could have kept going, or come early. Poor thing, if you had come early, if you'd had to go on and on with me, stroking, bucking, moving, like oversensitively stimulating one after you've come, can feel like quite a lot, hon, 1 zeroed in. Can you come for me, or let it out, or let whatever may be? Maybe you're like me, and you just build it to the tantamount, to the near zenith, the almost edge, either because you can't go over, that's me, or because you need to feel like you're on the edge and you're begging to crest, begging to cross over. Here's permission. I don't give this often. Here's absolute, unqualified permission. Here's my express statement that you had better get a climax out, or I'll feel all alone on my end, hun. And whatever follows this, I believe you can get it done. But if you didn't get that out, then you should let it percolate deep inside. Till the right word, the right 3-2-1 come, gets you by surprise and takes what you've heard, turning it into a long fucking session. Every word warm and wet, joining you. I've been coming all along. Not much of a confession, but it did tend to keep my mind at that easy medium where I don't need to reinduce or recount down where I end up gone, like you're gone now, and we both have a ball, though it may be emptied out of all those things that were stored up, congested and held in a mind that really should be thinking about this constructed cockbrain puppetry of yours and mine. Maybe you should think about it a little deeper.